Perhaps the biggest challenge to making a video is figuring out what to say and how to say it. In this episode, I give you a simple four-step formula for developing video content. In fact, it's the exact same formula that I use to create each of these episodes. I'm Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. Today's episode is brought to you by our creative coaching service. Now, how many times have you had this really good idea, but for whatever reason, it never became reality? We've all been there, but why does this happen more than we'd like to admit? I suppose there could be any number of reasons, but in the world of church media, I've found one of the common culprits for failed ideas, well, it's not having a true plan to make it happen. Church Media HQ offers creative coaching that inspires innovative thinking and provides creative strategy for your church so that your goals, ideas, and dreams actually come to life. And today, I want to offer you a coaching session at no cost to you. If you go to churchmediahq.com/coach, you can find a time that works for you to schedule your free session. Let's make your next big idea a reality. Schedule your complimentary coaching call at churchmediahq.com/coach, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Well, welcome to this weekly episode where we look to teach you a new concept, provide some creative insight, and maybe even help you avoid a mistake so that you can achieve excellence in your media and marketing. Now, if you find this content helpful, then really help somebody else out. Take a moment to share this with another leader or creative like yourself. So you're ready to move forward with creating these simple talking head videos like this one, the ones we've been talking about, but you're kind of stumped. You may have an idea of what you want to cover. Maybe you've taken the time to make those bullet points or started writing some type of script, but you're just not sure where to start. And look, we've all been there. But there's a really simple formula that I learned, and it's really helped me to develop video content that consistently engages viewers. Now, before we get to that content, we really have to take a couple of things into consideration. We have to ask a couple questions. First, who is my audience? And try to be specific. Especially when we are developing online digital content in particular. You know, maybe if we're going to be speaking in a live setting, we have a really good idea of the type of demographic we'll be talking to. Yeah, I'll be talking to young people or to adults or to men or whatever it may be. But when you're making digital, a lot of times you're like, well, you really don't know who's going to watch it. So for example, for these episodes, well, I'm targeting those who oversee their creative media or marketing. You know, that's really who I am looking for. And it's many times at these smaller churches, organizations, it's often the guy at the top, you know, the pastor or whoever it may be. But that is who I'm looking to target. I want to speak into your particular life, if you will, in this way, because I know that many times that's who it is. I mean, again, whether you're a church or a business or whatever, when it comes to overseeing your marketing, a lot of times it's just kind of like a one-man show. And so that's who I'm looking for. However, I do understand that there could be any number of types of people that stumble on this content. I have had, even though my content that I've made over the years has been primarily targeted to church leaders, I've had a handful of, you know, marketing people, the guys that just are interested in marketing or they work in the corporate world, if you will, say, hey, I found your podcast, thanks, and whatever. And so it's cool to know that even though you might have a specific demographic, that others outside of that are still going to find it helpful. But targeting the specific demographic and a specific market, if you will, that's going to help you as you develop your content and make you more focused. I've always heard it's better to go deep before you go wide. And when it comes to who you're trying to target, I would definitely take that advice. The second question that you have to learn is, or that you have to ask yourself rather, is how long is my video going to be? You know, each part of this formula should be used each time, even if it's going to account for just a few seconds of the video. So even if you say, I'm going to make a quick 30-second spot. You know, I'm going to just do something real fast, a quick promo, whatever. If you use this formula each time, it will prevent you from rambling. It'll prevent you from, just kind of going on and on and on or whatever. And it'll really prevent you from turning a 30-minute video into a 3-minute rambling, or from a 30-second video, rather, into a 3-minute rambling. I've seen that happen so many times. And so if you use each part of this formula, even for short videos, it's going to help. But knowing the length headed into it is also going to help you as you develop the content specifically. So kind of the big thought for today is to try to apply this formula to every video that you create. So what is the formula? Well, here it is. First, number one, we got to start with the problem. At the core of everyone's instinct is this question: what problem will this solve? Here's the thing. Do not start by simply introducing yourself. So when I start these episodes, I don't start by saying, well, actually, these particular format of episodes. Yes, there's other episodes where the more longer formatted episodes where I say, hi, this is Luke and whatever. But when it comes to introducing in this way, we really are looking this talking head video where it's just you talking to the camera. Because I have to say this, whenever you are working with like an interview or conversation, a lot of your engagement factor comes from the fact that there's multiple voices. That naturally just keeps somebody more engaged. Whenever you're listening or watching one person talk like you are right now, you have to work a lot harder at keeping your content engaging. So don't just start by saying, well, hi, this is Luke, and I'm really glad that you've joined us. No, you state the problem. You state the problem, and that's how we start every episode. Our first thing is, hey, here's a problem. Well, then it's really helpful. And I will say, of the four steps, this is the one that is that will may have to be abbreviated, and oftentimes it could have to be kind of cut for time in some cases. So I do make exception for this one. But a lot of times, throwing in some type of story or illustration, analogy, something like that. Personal stories are great. Your story, it needs to connect with the viewer, something that's going to resonate with them. Some people think that they're great storytellers and they're not, or some people like to tell stories about things that most people don't care about. Whatever it is, if you can have some type of quick story, illustration, analogy, it is a great way to just keep people engaged and to keep them interested. So that is number two. Number three, you have to give a clear path to victory. And this is often best presented as a 2-to-5-step plan. In this case, this is a 4-step formula. So, but it needs to be clear. It needs to be very, again, 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is. It needs to be a clear path to victory, and it needs to be something that can be memorable. And then lastly, there needs to be a final call to action. In sales, this would be, hey, you're kind of making the pitch. But if you're just seeking to educate or inspire or teach, this is going to be the big thought or the big takeaway that prompts the viewer to act on what they have learned. And so here is my takeaway. Here's the takeaway, the call to action for today. Take a moment, write down this formula, and develop content for your next video based around it. Maybe you've already gone through, and like I said, you've done some type of rough outline or brainstorm or rough script. That's great. Now, let's write down the formula, and let's reshape our content around that. The beauty of this formula is that once you get comfortable with it, you could very likely get to a place that this is all you need to shoot a short video. That if someone says, hey, can we make this video? For whatever reason, you kind of have to do this spontaneous video on the fly thing. Well, hey, you pull out a note card, you pull out your phone, you write this formula down, boom, you're ready to go. In our next episode, we're going to begin discussing the actual production process and talk specifically about how we can stare into this lifeless camera lens while still communicating to the unseen viewer on the other side. Until then, I want to remind you, and I want to encourage you, stay innovative, keep dreaming, and please don't stop creating, and I'll see you in the next episode.